皆さん、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie です。 Jessie here。
こんにちは、夏子です。Hi everyone, I'm Natsuko.
Welcome to Lower Beginners Season 1, Lesson 7, Playing by the Rules in Japan. So Natsuko, what are we going to learn in this lesson?
In this lesson, we're going to learn how to say A is not B using the negative construction A は B ではありません.
And where does this lesson's dialogue take place?
On the morning commuter train or...通勤電車。
All right, let's listen to the dialogue.
ウッドさん、森です。
あ、おはようございます。それは英語の本ですか？
え？はい。
ザ・ルールズ？森さんのですか？
私のではありません。友達のです。
へえ。
私は独身じゃないです。でも、これは面白いです。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
ウッドさん、森です。
あ、おはようございます。それは、英語の本ですか？
え？はい。
ザ・ルールズ、森さんのですか？
私のではありません。友達のです。
へえ。
私は独身じゃないです。でも、これは面白いです。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
ウッドさん、森です。
Mr. Wood? It's me, Mori.
あ、おはようございます。
Oh, good morning.
それは、英語の本ですか？
Is that book in English?
え？はい。
Huh? Yes.
The rules? 森さんのですか？
The rules? Is that yours?
私のではありません。友達のです。
It's not mine. It's my friend's.
へぇ。
Is that right?
私は独身じゃないです。でも、これは面白いです。
I'm not single, but this is an interesting book. Okay, Natsuko. So since they're on the train, I want to talk a bit about that. But before that, I think we should mention the book that was in the dialogue.
The Rules?
Yes. This is a book on dating, actually, which is why Ken is kind of laughing at it.
I think Miss Mori seemed a bit embarrassed.
Yeah, she did. Okay, so now a bit about the setting. The infamous Japanese commuter train.
Yes, the 通勤電車 or 通勤列車. I think most people who live in a big city in Japan have experience with this.
Right. Because bringing a car in is almost impossible due to the huge traffic jams, most people who live in the suburbs of big cities like Tokyo and Osaka commute from the sounding suburbs by train.
In Japan, trains run very punctually. So even if they are a couple minutes late,There is an announcement apologizing for the delay.
That's right. So you have the morning rush that lasts from around 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. And then the evening rush when all the people who study and work in the city go back home, from around 5:30 until around 8:30 p.m. or later.
Being on a packed commuter train is quite an experience. We call a fully packed train 満員電車.
If you haven't experienced 満員電車, I recommend you come to Tokyo and do so just for the experience. Your commute at home will seem like heaven by comparison. All right, now let's move on to look at the vocabulary and phrases for this lesson. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we'll see is
本,
book.
本.
Next is
の,
a particle indicating possession.
の.
Next we have
友達,
friend.
友達.
Next is
英語,
English language.
英語.
Next is
独身,
single, unmarried.
独身.
Next is
面白い,
funny, interesting, amusing.
面白い.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What's the first word we're looking at today?
英語.
The English language. A means England or Britain, and 語 means language. You can use this suffix 語 to say almost any language. Let's look at some other examples that use country names with kanji. For example, Japanese language would be
日本語.
Chinese language is
中国語.
How about Korean language?
韓国語.
Okay, now how about some countries that use katakana names? French language is
프랑스語.
And what about Spanish language?
스페인語.
Okay, great. Now in the dialogue, we heard Ken Wood say something when Mori-san told him it was her friend's book she was reading. What did he say?
He said, 해.
This sound, 해, is the Japanese equivalent of, oh really? Or wow, or neat, depending on the situation. You would use it when you hear something you didn't know before or that's interesting to you. It's useful if you can't think of anything in particular to say in reply. By the way, Natsuko, did you know I like giraffes?
Hey.
Like that. All right, what's the next word we're looking at?
でも.
But. There are a number of ways to say but in Japanese, but this is one of the stronger ones. It usually comes at the beginning of a sentence rather than in the middle, so you can use it just like the English word, but, in order to bring in a contrasting opinion or statement. All right, what's our next word?
独身.
Single, unmarried. This word is used in the sense of not yet married, so even if you have a long-term partner, on official forms in Japan, you will still have to check the box that says 独身.
The opposite of this word is a phrase, 結婚しています.
Which means, I'm married. All right, now let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, we're going to learn how to make negative sentences in order to say, A is not B, as well as, it's not mine. Okay, Natsuko, so how do we begin?
Remember how to say A is B? A wa B desu. Then, all you do is change this into a negative form.
There are four commonly used versions of is not in Japanese. Let's hear them one at a time. Natsuko, what's the first one?
A wa B dewa arimasen.
This is the most formal version. Listeners, listen and repeat. A is not B, the most formal version.
A wa B dewa arimasen.
Now listeners, try saying A is not B, the most formal version in Japanese.
A wa B dewa arimasen.
Okay, now what's the next most formal version?
A wa B ja arimasen.
This ja is the contracted form of dewa, as in ja mata instead of dewa mata. So this is the next most formal version of the sentence. Listeners, listen and repeat.
A wa B ja arimasen.
Now listeners, try saying A is not B, the second most formal version in Japanese.
A wa B じゃありません。
Okay, now what's the third most formal version?
A は B じゃないです。
This is just changing じゃありません to じゃないです。Now listeners, listen and repeat.
A は B じゃないです。
Now listeners, try saying A is not B, the third most formal version in Japanese.
A は B じゃないです。
And finally, we have the casual version.
A は B じゃない。
This just involves dropping the final copula. We'll cover the plain form in later lessons, but for now, let's try an example sentence using this A is not B structure. You can replace A and B with almost any noun. For example, how would we say, I am not American?
私はアメリカ人ではありません。Or, 私はアメリカ人じゃありません。Or, 私はアメリカ人じゃないです。
These are formal versions. The casual version would be,
私はアメリカ人じゃない。
Okay, listeners, try saying, I am not American using any one of the four patterns.
私はア
メリカ人じゃないです。Okay, listeners, try saying, I am not American using any one of
the four patterns. Great! Before
we move on, let's see how this was used in the dialogue. Ms. Mori said, 私は独身じゃないです。
I'm not single. Alright, now let's move on to the next point.
It's how to say, it's not mine, using the particle, no.
Remember that in Absolute Beginner Season 1 Lesson 10, we learned how to use no to express possession and say, that is mine. For example, this is my house.
これは私の家です。
There's something that we want to show you here. This sentence means, this is my house. But what if we just want to say, this is mine?
It's easy. You just remove the noun.
Right. So the phrase, this is mine, would be,
これは私のです。
See how the noun is just left out? So now, let's go through the negative versions of these. So to say, this isn't my house, using the most formal version, all you do is replace the des at the end with any of the negative versions of the copula that we learned in this lesson. An example, Natsuko?
これは私の家ではありません。
In the dialogue, we heard Mori-san say, it's not mine, with no noun. How would we say that?
Just take out the noun and say,
私のではありません。
Okay, listeners, listen and repeat. It's not mine, the most formal version.
私のではありません。
Now, listeners, try saying, it's not mine, the most formal version in Japanese. As you may have guessed, this usage is normally used to answer questions. So, for example, if I asked Natsuko, is that your wallet? Natsuko-san, それは Natsuko-san のお財布ですか?
いいえ、私のじゃないです。マービンさんのです。
She answered, no, it's not mine. It's Marvin's.
Now, listeners, I'll ask you a question, and I want you to reply with, no, it's not mine. It's Emily's. Emily in Japanese is Emily. Okay, here it is.
リスナーさん、それはリスナーさんのペンですか?
Did you get the answer? You should have said,
いいえ、私のじゃないです。Emily さんのです。
All right, did you get it right? Okay, well that's going to do it for today.
If you have any questions about today's material, please leave us a comment on the site.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
じゃあまた。
ウッドさん、森です。
あ、おはようございます。それは英語の本ですか?
え?はい。
ザ・ルールズ?森さんのですか?
私のではありません。友達のです。
へえ。
私は独身じゃないです。でも、これは面白いです。